is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Elon Musk went to Capitol Hill last night to meet with House Republicans and explained DOGE strategy amid growing concerns about mass layoffs and budget cuts. Florida Republican Aaron Bean.
There are members that feel uncomfortable, so that's the purpose of this meeting, to get everybody comfortable on the same page. But make no mistake, our country's in financial trouble unless we make spending changes.
The Washington Post is reporting President Trump could issue an executive order as soon as today to get rid of the Education Department. CBS News has obtained a memo showing the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to cut more than 70,000 workers. Vietnam vet George Sager protested at a clinic in Santa Rosa, California.
I made a contract with the U.S. government. I've held up my end of that contract to the best of my ability. The government is always trying to change that contract.
As for tariffs on car makers, the president's given U.S. manufacturers a one-month reprieve. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Trump is pushing Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis to shift all production to the U.S. as early fallout builds from his new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, plus 20% on goods from China. The president said the countries are not doing enough to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S., a point Trump says he reiterated to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a 50-minute call yesterday.
The Trump administration confirms U.S. officials are in direct negotiations with Hamas, despite longstanding U.S. policy not to do so. It comes as President Trump vows to destroy the group if his conditions aren't met. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president posted on Truth Social that he is sending Israel, quote, everything it needs to finish the job. Trump added, again quoting here, release all of the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you.
The man the Trump administration accuses of plotting the Abbeygate bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. service members and 168 Afghans in 2021 made an appearance at a Virginia courtroom. CBS's Scott McFarland.
A suspected ISIS-K terrorist standing in a U.S. court answering for an historic attack, informed he'd be held in jail till further hearings and faces the prospect of life in prison if convicted.
He was extradited to the U.S. hours before. Times are tough on a famous TV street. Sesame Workshop says it's making layoffs and looking for a new home for season 56 after it was dropped by Warner Brothers Discovery and HBO. Dow futures down 399. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. The Eye has learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. He was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia for allegedly killing his mother. The teen reportedly surrendered to police as he was leaving the family home on East White Manor Court. That's where officers discovered the woman's body with stab wounds. In a statement to the Racine County Eye, Racine Unified says they've activated its crisis team and they're providing support resources to staff and students. You can read more about the latest at racinecountyeye.com. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During a court appearance yesterday, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state. That prompted the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Kenosha and Racine counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for a competency hearing April 4th. Plans for a new ICE center in Racine County have been put on ice. According to a statement put out by would-be organizers, the county government has pulled back its support for the project. Officials with the Racine County ICE Center nonprofit says the county's decision ices a previous plan that included land donation and financial contributions. RCIC officials say they remain optimistic about future possibilities for bringing an ICE center to the area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72 to 66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137 to 107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and not as windy today. We'll get to 41 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20 in the morning, down to 5 to 10 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, light snow showers with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Kids are great, man. It's the greatest gift on the planet. When we had our first daughter, I told my wife, I was like, there's nobody on this earth I will ever love as much as this little girl ever, ever again. And I'm just going to pour all my love into this child. And my wife felt the same way. And then she got pregnant again. We were like worried. We were like, wait a second. We just said we love this one so much. How do we split up our love and just, you know, and we got, honestly, we were nervous about it. And our friends were like, relax, everybody goes through it and it's unconditional love. And you do, you just love all your kids equally. And I got to say, they were wrong. I don't care for the second one. I just got it. She's just a little needy. Every day it's the same thing. I'm hungry. Oh, really? Oh, there's some news. Oh, we're all hungry. Get in line.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
I think that was a real person, by the way. I think I've mentioned that before. I believe there was somebody took a trip to a cemetery and found the real Eleanor Rigby somewhere. I looked that up, but I'm pretty sure Eleanor Rigby was a real person they wrote about. 6:09, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. We had some snow in my car yesterday. I looked out the window. There was snow on the grass, not on the sidewalk, though. And this morning, I was walking down my porch, and I saw something shiny. And I said, oh, that's ice. I better salt it before someone slips and falls like me. And so I thought we were done with that. I was going to put everything away. Who knew? You know. Anyway, it looks like sunshine today with a high near 40, so everything's going to melt, whatever you have. Increasing cloudiness, lows 30 tonight. Cloudy highs near 36 tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. Highs in the 40s. Right now, partly cloudy. 27 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, we're going to talk about highway safety in work zones. Coming up a little after 7 with some folks from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission right here at WRJ, and they'll be in studio with me. But right now, it's CCR. Creighton's Clearwater Revival, 99.9 FM and Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and the legendary AM 1400 everywhere.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out.
News, Tantalus Hits, WRJM with CCR down on the corner at 612. Good morning. It's partly cloudy, 27 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, do you think you're a cool person? You think you're cool? Someone asked 35,000 Americans that very question. Most do think they're pretty cool. 53% said yes, they're cool. 29% said no. 17% said they're not sure. I'm sure. I am absolutely positive that I am not cool. I know my limitations, right? That's Dirty Harry said. All right.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Ain't no valley low enough.
Gate, Tammy Terrell, and 80 Mountain High Enough. 6:15, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. A Grubhub driver in Virginia delivered someone's lunch to an animal shelter and left with a dog. You see, it was a weekend, so he had his 5-year-old daughter with him. While he made his deliveries, they saw a black and white pit bull mix in the front window named Jiu and fell in love. Dropped off a sandwich, came home with a dog. What a deal, huh? It's 6:16. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Valeria Baldwin says her husband Alex suffered so much guilt after accidentally shooting and killing someone on the set of the film Rust that he sank into such a depression he wanted to kill himself. The actor's wife says since the incident, he has had heart issues and multiple hospital stays. The information was revealed on the couple's reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. I'm not calling myself a hero, but now that I've informed you of this news, you don't have to watch The Baldwins. The Sound of Music turned 60 this week. It's a film pretty much beloved by all and is one of the top 10 grossing films of all time. Nevertheless, George Von Trapp, aka Christopher Plummer, was not a fan. According to the New York Post, Plummer complained constantly and thought the story was gooey, at one point referring to the title as The Sound of Mucus. A few years ago, star Julie Andrews shared that she felt Plummer was in over his head musically. Let's be honest, he probably just did the film for the do-re-mi. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Think at all, and my lack of education.
medication hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold I throw. Everything looks worse in black and white.
Anybody under the age of 40 knows what Kodachrome even is? Remember, you used to buy your Kodachrome film at the store and load up your camera? Yeah. It's a Kodak film. It was a color film. And you loaded up your camera with it, then you took a lot of pictures. But, you know, you were very choosy because you only had like either 12 or 24 pictures, or if you had a big roll, 36. Usually 12 or 24 pictures on a roll. So it's not like you had a phone where you could just snap, 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 snap all you want to. Maybe you had to be choosy. And if you got a picture and you say, well, I don't like that pose, you stuck with it because you can't take 20 poses with film. Yeah. All right. Single people, speaking about the age of 40, between 18 and 45 were polled. And here are five unexpected activities you might want to put on your profile pictures. Speaking about Kodachrome, staying on top of the chores, 91% find that attractive. Knowing how to do laundry and doing it on a regular basis, 82% like that. They like those pictures. Doing the dishes, 81% said thumbs up. Being well-rounded in general, 91% want to see photos that you are. I don't know. How do you take a picture of you being well-rounded in general? Talking about your stomach well-rounded? Oh, no. You're talking about what you can do around the house. Cooking, 64% would rather see a picture of you in the kitchen than one of you in the gym. Thank goodness, because my gym pictures wouldn't look good at all. Trust me. 6:24 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Here's Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. Peggy Sue, oh how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, pretty,
I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue, local news, Tampa's hits at WRJN 627. Sunshine today, cloudy tomorrow, sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday. Highs in the 40s today, Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 27 degrees at Radio Park. Now, here's a lesson on never giving up hope. A woman in South Carolina got her cat back 5 years after it went missing. The microchip still worked, however, the phone number of the microchip associated with it wasn't there anymore. Different phone number. Shelter workers had to do a little more legwork because of it, but they did track her down. 5 years later, her little kitty cat was home again. See? Never, ever give up hope, right?
Maybe I know.
Racine Raiders football. First game coming up May 3rd. Racine Raiders are back on WRJN. 6:30 on the noggin. Let's see what's going on in the news. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County teen arrested for allegedly killing his mother Tuesday night was a student at Case. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The teen was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia. Police say they found the victim, who had suffered stab wounds, inside their home on East White Manor Court after the teen reportedly surrendered at the scene. The Eye reports that the Racine Unified School District has activated its crisis team and that they're offering support resources to staff and students. You can read more at racinecountyeye.com. Two federal offices in Milwaukee County are among the 16 locations targeted for closure. The Food and Drug Administration office in Wauwatosa and the National Labor Relations Board office in downtown Milwaukee are slated to be shut down by the Department of Government Efficiency. Who's got the best burger in the state? Nominations are now open for the Wisconsin Beef Council's second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest.
Brittany Merlot has more.
Pickles Bar and Grill at Hazelhurst won last year, and they saw a 530% increase in burger sales from April to June. So you have until March 21st to nominate your favorite burger from any Wisconsin restaurant. You get one nomination per person on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website. Then in early April, the WBC will reveal the Elite Eight restaurants with the most nominations. And a secret panel of judges will then head on a delicious journey to taste and evaluate the top contenders. And the grand winner will be announced on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Funding's in place right now to help citizens continue to improve their well water. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Marty Nesmith, the private water supply section manager with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, says the governor's dedicated another $5 million in federal funds to support the expanded well compensation and well abandonment grant program. That program's been in place for more than a year, and he said there's been some areas of the state that have found it very useful.
One of the highest number of grants was in Portage County, which is the Central Sands. Marathon County, which is kind of adjacent to the Central Sands and also has shallow granite bedrock, which is often connected to the surface. And then Washera County as well, which is also in the Central Sands. We also had Chippewa County, which isn't exactly Central Sands, but it has some shallower sand geology similar to the Central Sands. Oneida County had more applications for actually for PFAS, because there's a hot spot of PFAS.
Marty Nesman, he is the DNR's private water supply section manager. To be eligible, families or businesses' income cannot exceed $100,000 for the prior calendar year. The first step to getting involved in the program, simply getting a water sample from a certified lab that shows the drinking water standards are not being met. More details are available at the Wisconsin DNR website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And don't forget the National Weather Service still hoping that you'll be part of their Rain Gauge Rally 2025, asking private citizens to be involved in rainfall reporting through the growing season and even into the winter. You can find details and get involved at WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. That's WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. And that's food news for Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny and not as windy today. We'll get to 41 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20 in the morning, down to 5 to 10 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, light snow showers with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
So I won one of them big stuffed animals one time at the fair, which I hated because I'd carry it around the whole time. And I win something, and the guy goes, what do you want? And I said, well, give me that goofy-looking minion right there, that little minion. He says, what? I said, that goofy-looking minion with the purple hat right there. He goes, that's the manager. You ever ride the rides at the fair? They scare the heck out of me. My little boy's, Daddy, can we ride the roller coaster? Yeah, we ain't riding the roller. You do realize, son, they put that up in an hour in the parking lot, all right? Probably got a bunch of parts left over on that daggone thing. Remember last Christmas when I got you that bicycle and put it together in 50 minutes and you got on it, the wheels fell off? Remember that whole day right there? That's going to happen to you on that roller coaster right there.
Don Rosen.
everybody that was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Clark 5 over and over at 6:38. Local news, Tamless, it's WRJN. Hey, did you wake up this morning on the wrong side of the bed? Well, something on this list might be why. Here are 8 morning habits that can make you miserable immediately reaching for your cell phone. Don't we all kind of do that? I'm pretty sure we all do. Dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes. Starting your day with complaints. That would be me. Not taking time to be grateful. Rushing through your morning without fuel. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Engaging in negative self-talk. In other words, you're walking around the house, you know, grumping. Avoiding all physical activity and not having a goal in mind. Or, you know, maybe you're just one of those people that wakes up grumpy in the morning. Yes, it happens, huh?
Johnny Angel. Concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be. I'm in heaven, I get carried away, I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be.
Ever wrote a song about me? It could be Donnie Angel. Oh, nobody ever wrote a song about me. Shelley Fabre, Johnny Angel from the Donna Reed Show. Back in the 60s there. Love it. Hey, 641 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, where it's going to be sunny today with a high near 40, increasing clouds, lows 30 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, highs 36, sunny on Saturday, 40 the high, and sunny on Sunday with a high of 48 degrees. It's sunny, beautiful morning, 27 degrees, though, a little cold at Radio Park. You know, some people worry about their jobs being stressful or dangerous or even soul-sucking, but here's something new to worry about. It can also be making you ugly. A skincare clinic created an online test which will calculate how your workday may be aging your skin based on aspects like shift patterns, regular hours, working locations, stress levels, and physical activity. Now, I was wondering why that happened to me. Now I know. It's this radio station made me ugly, huh? 642 local news, timeless hits. All you're right here with the Box Tops, WRJN.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I try like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy. I try like a baby. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string.
Steps, cry like a baby. You know, the Box Stop hold a record, not literally a playing record, but they hold a record in the books because the last number one song to be under 2 minutes long was The Letter by the Box Stops. Every song after that has always been over 2 minutes. I think there was 1:58. The last number one song by the Box Stops under 2 minutes. See what you learn here? A spring cleaning poll found 34% of stuff we own isn't used very often. Yeah, like we needed me to tell you that. Just takes up space. That includes stuff we don't want, but we haven't gotten rid of. Like other people's stuff somehow ended up in our house. 13% is actual junk. Some is also sentimental stuff we're hanging on to. Now, my wife said, why don't you go in the basement in the back room? There's a way back room where all my stuff is stored. She goes, why don't you once a day throw something out? Or even once a week, take one of the boxes and empty it out. And I started to. I took every 45 RPM record I had, and I dumped it into the trash. Every time I walked out the door, I gazed at that trash can, knowing what was in it. And then the day that the trash collectors came, I watched as the records went flowing into the truck. And it was such a horrible, horrible feeling. And I got to tell you something. I was so upset. I threw them out, all my 45 RPM records. My mother actually threw out my high school diploma, and She threw out my Beatles stub tickets, too. She threw them out, and her attitude was, well, if it was that important to you, you should have taken them with you. Thanks, Mom.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text KING to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KING to 321-321. That's KING to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you.
Spiral Staircase, more today than yesterday. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today. It's going to be nice. Highs near 40. Any ice and snow you have should be melted. I know my porch step this morning was just one big sheet of ice. And I said, should I salt it for my wife when she walks? Or should I just let her take her chances? No, I did salt it. So Sunday today with a high near 40, increasing cloudiness. Tonight lows around 30. Cloudy tomorrow, 36. The high sunny on Saturday and Sunday, 40 on Saturday. The high 48 on Sunday. Sunny right now, 27 degrees right here at Radio Park. And a sheriff's office in Kentucky found a brave and honest toddler to thank for helping them find a fugitive wanted on drug charges. See, they arrived at a home to serve a warrant, but none of the adults inside would say whether or not the wanted woman was in the house. That's when the toddler stood up and said, "It's good to be honest. We shouldn't lie." Then he pointed to the bathroom and turned in his mother. you know what they say, snitches get stitches, wind up in ditches, except if you're a toddler, right? It doesn't work out like that. Hey, it's 6:52, local news, time that sits, right here at WRJN. Got the Stones now. Get off my cloud.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. And in flies the guys all dressed up just like a Union Jack. Since I work 5 pounds, if I have this kind of detergent bag.
Cloud, Rolling Stones, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Mick Jagger looking really good at the Academy Awards the other day. You know, when I had Nell Minow on, she said, you know, they were supposed to have Bob Dylan on doing that, but he couldn't do it, so they got Mick Jagger. I said, I don't think Mick Jagger comes in at the last minute. Turns out Mick Jagger came in at the last minute. Bob Dylan wouldn't do it for some odd reason. Okay, this is what we got from the archives. A woman goes into a McDonald's drive-thru and was given a burger with a bite taken out of it. Now, this wasn't a scam. This was real. It happened. McDonald's apologized, said it was an accident. It was a burger somebody had returned. And they put it in the outgoing batch, and this woman got a burger with a bite taken out of it. But it was real. She really had it happen to her. Got sunshine for you today with a high near 40 right now. Sunny, 27 degrees of Radio Park. Dana Ross and the Supremes here at WRJN.
I've been crying because I'm lonely
for you.
Smiles have all turned
to tears.
But tears won't wash away the fear that you never ever gonna take to ease the fire that within me burns.
Diana Ross and Supremes, Come See About Me. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. All right, tech news for you in just a moment at 6:59. There's a thread on social media where people are talking about old person habits they've adopted. We're just talking in the studio here about being old. Now, young people say, well, these are good ideas, even though old people do them, like eating early dinners, using lap blankets. My wife uses a lap blanket. Wanting to stay home, let others come to me. Using closed captioning on everything you watch. Now, I do on movies because sometimes today's actors mumble their way through a movie. I just saw The Brutalist in the theater. I wish they had closed captioning on everything they were saying. I couldn't understand most of it. And it's not because I had hard of hearing. It's just they mumble. Buying your pill organizers on Amazon. I have a pill organizer. I used to make fun of my mom and dad because they used to get like 7 or 8 pills a day. Here I am. Having a paper printout of stuff like vacation itineraries so you don't have to go looking all over your phone and apps and everything. We always do that. Having a plastic bag full of other plastic bags. We got that. Lowering the volume while you're parallel parking. Having a box of tissues in every room. We do that. Wearing those straps on your glasses so you wear them around your neck when you're not using them. Now, I haven't gotten that bad. Complaining about young people and collecting cats. Now, haven't done that yet either. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. We're going to talk about staying safe in work zones. That's all coming up in just a moment at WRJN. But first, here's CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a new round of government cuts targeting the Veterans Affairs Department. CBS News has obtained a memo showing it's planning to cut more than 70,000 workers. Vietnam vet Joe Downing joined a protest in Santa Rosa, California.
I thought it was pretty much hands-off veterans, you know. Nobody wants to say I sponsored a bill to cut the veterans' benefits. But being Trump did it, you know, all his lapdogs will do whatever he says.
VA Secretary Doug Collins says it's all in the name of cutting bloat.
Right now, VA's biggest problem